Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Press. It is March 27th, 2023. I'm Brian Ballingy. It's good to have you here with us for our Monday show, where we go over the table, tournament winning odds for this week's PGA Tour event, which is the Valero Texas Open. We have 1 week to go until the Masters. This is the last chance saloon to get into the first major of the year. The winner of this tournament, if not already exempt or invited, gets an invitation down Magnolia Lane for the Masters tournament. This is also just kind of in general an important week for a lot of guys. Ryan Fox is one of those who can earn special temporary membership based on his finish this week, which could mean huge things for him to move over to the PGA Tour after a great year last year. And then Ricky Fowler's just trying to get in the top 50 in the world, and that could mean big things for him for the rest of the year, even though if he doesn't win this week, that obviously has its own issues. So let's go over the top of the table for this week at the Valero Texas Open. TPC San Antonio is the host venue. They have 36. The Oaks course hosts this tournament. And I think at one point it used to be actually branded. It used to be the AT&T Oaks course, which I had never heard that in my entire life, that there was a corporate sponsor for a course. And it wasn't like it was a AT&T's course and the PGA Tour just happened to play on. It was called the AT&T Oaks course, which is absolutely bonkers to me. Nevertheless, let's look at the board for the week. Top of the table is Tyrrell Hatton, 12-1. I don't even know how you can bet him at this number, much less after what happened last week. Injured his hand or his wrist or whatever it was, warming up on the driving range for a match at the WGC Dell Technologies match play. Lost all of his matches. Turned out to be a terrible play because of that injury. And hey, that happens in golf. Unfortunately, we don't have an injury report. And stuff can happen on the range. And then all of a sudden, the money that you've put in before the tournament is absolutely worthless. And you've set it on fire. And that's what happened last week. I don't know how you can come back and then go bet Hatton at 12-1 if you bet him last week at 25-1. And knowing he got hurt in some fashion, there's probably going to be some kind of spillover effect there. Then again, we said last week there might be some waiting period for Cameron Young as he adjusted to Paul Tesori, and apparently they had some kind of 90-minute conversation in the car, a little heart-to-heart, and it worked out great. And the guy got to the final match before he got blitzed by Sam Burns. So you don't know all the information, of course, and that's part of the issue. And even injury reports in other sports aren't necessarily accurate or always helpful, but I think it's worth noting that Tyrrell Hatton got hurt last week, and you kind of need your hands in golf, so I'm not necessarily sure he's worth a bet at 12-1. Ricky Fowler, 16-1, probably going to see a fair amount of action, fair amount of public action this week, and you could totally understand why. On the upswing, played pretty well, gave himself a chance to get out of the group stage, just didn't. Corey Connors, past winner here, last guy to Monday qualify and win on the PGA Tour, 20-1. Taylor Montgomery should see a fair amount of action this week, along with Siwoo Kim. They're both at 22-1, along with Hideki Matsuyama. I was kind of surprised to play in this tournament, to be honest with you. Davis Riley is 30-1, along with Chris Kirk. I think Chris Kirk is not going to see as much action as he otherwise might because of a bad week at the match play. Then at 35s, you've got the defending champion, J.J. Spahn, who did get out of the group stage at the match play. And Alex Noren, who I think is worth a bet. Matt Kuchar is playing well, and he knows how to get out of the group stage of the WGCs. I don't think that 1-1 makes 2. So I don't necessarily think you should bet him just because he got out of the group stage. at the match play. Some guys just know how to do match play, and Matt Kuchar is one of those guys. Then you've got in the 40s, you've got Cam Davis and Ryan Fox, who we talked about having the potential for special temporary membership. He's going to make the move eventually. Then of the 45s, we've got an interesting selection, I think. You've got Thomas Datre, who almost won at the Punta Cana Championship. You've got Ben Griffin, who did not fare very well at all in the match play. You got Matt Wallace, who won in the Dominican Republic. You've got Nikolai Højgaard, who finished a stroke back. And you've got Brendan Todd, who's got a pretty good history in this event. I would absolutely get behind Datre at 45-1 here. I could get behind Højgaard, but I don't know. I'd like to see a little bit deeper, but I understand why, if you're a book, you're thinking, hey, all these guys who contended last week against a weaker field, you only got 8 or 9 of the top 50 in the world playing this week. So maybe that's why they just decided to clump them all together. But I would shop around for that number. You might be able to get Datre a little deeper. Maybe a book thinks he is not quite on the same level as Wallace having won, or Højgaard, or depending on what you're interested in betting, I would look to bet Thomas Datre, see if you can find a slightly better number on him. Then you get into the 50s. Adam Schenck, Christian Bezuidenhout, and Taylor Pendrith. I liked Pendrith a lot going into the Punta Cana Championship. He did make the cut, but he didn't play particularly well. Welcome to golf. Then you've got Davis Thompson and Andrew Putnam at 55-1. I could support an Andrew Putnam wager here. I could get behind that. But don't confuse him with Andrew Landry, who won here in 2018. Different guy. But Putnam played pretty well. I can support that. Nick Taylor, 60, along with Emiliano Grillo, Patrick Rogers, and Bo Hostler. Hostler has shown some signs. He's a Texas guy. We like to think about that in this tournament, but I don't think it necessarily means all that much, even though Jordan Spieth won here a couple of years ago. Sam Ryder at 65, along with Ben Ahn, Alex Smalley, Sepp Straka, man. Just cannot tell what he's going to do from 1 week to the next, but right now it is not great. Francesco Molinari, they're all 70-1 in the 75s. I think you may find some interest in Aaron Rye. He's kind of almost the typical kind of player that would win this tournament. I mean, if you look at the history of who's won here in the last, we'll go 10 years. J.J. Spaun, Jordan Spieth, Corey Connors, Andrew Landry, Kevin Chappell, Charlie Hoffman, Jimmy Walker, Steve Bowditch. That is your group of winners. And they're none of them, I mean, Jimmy Walker used to be kind of long, but none of them are really long. I mean, Kevin Chappell's got a little bit of a pop in the bat back in the day. But they're not particularly long hitters. They're just solid ball strikers, and they happen to make a lot of putts that week. Well, say hello to Aaron Rye. I think he'd be very interesting at 75-1. Same with Will Gordon at 80-1. He's in there with Garrick Hago, Robbie Shelton, Brandon Wu, S.H. Kim, Ryan Palmer. Those are all the 80s. And then someone that kind of, two guys that intrigue me in the 90 range, Lanto Griffin, who made a start on the Corn Ferry Tour last week in Savannah, Georgia. Backed up a little bit on the weekend. Well, he didn't back up, just got passed on the weekend. But he's kind of on the comeback trail, I think, a little bit. He'd be an interesting player. And then Sam Stevens, who played very, very well at the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. Gave himself a shot to win. Couldn't get the job done, but he gave himself a chance. And he rated out very well last week. And we'll note that, too. So I could be interested in him as well. And that's probably where I will stop. I mean, this field's weird enough that you could probably see someone in the hundreds win, but I don't anticipate that happening. Maybe a couple of interesting weird plays you might want to look at. I still like Pearson Coody, 130. Patrick Harrington, 130-1. The guy hits it as far as anybody. Pretty much anybody not named Scottie Scheffler or Cameron Young or John Rahm or Rory McIlroy. He hits the crap out of the ball for a guy who's in his 50s. He could still keep up. He played well in the DP World Tour at points already this year. Played okay in the Champions Tour event this past weekend at Mission Hills Country Club. So if you want to take a couple flyers there, and then I'm sure other people will recommend even deeper shots, but The only other one I might want to point out to you is Akshay Bhatia, who is 150-1 after last week being 35-1. Hey, the guy's taking unlimited sponsor exemptions. He's going to get starts. So if you think that helps him get better, I think he could be of interest. And then the last guy I will throw out there in the deep range is Callum Tarran at 150-1. Breaks the mold of guys I've talked about for this tournament because he's not necessarily the best ball striker and he hits the crap out of the ball. But he has been playing really well lately. And I feel like he has improved his game dramatically from being just a guy who hits the long ball to a guy who does a whole bunch of other things pretty well. So I would recommend taking a look at him as well. All right. We don't have any other props up yet. We're recording this a little bit earlier than we usually do, and that's because we started a new schedule for Golf News Net Radio. So I've been operating the station. We'll make it quick. Operating the station since the end of October and been on iHeart since the beginning of January. And I've run with a schedule on a spreadsheet, but I can modify it, change it any time. And as we've added and moved around shows, we've come up with a little bit of a different schedule and finally published one. So if you want to go over to golfnewsnet.com, click on GNN Radio in the menu, then you can see the new schedule. And so this show will air each day around 1 o'clock. And on Mondays, obviously, we'll have one episode. On Tuesdays, we'll have two. And Wednesdays, we'll have three. So it'll fill up a whole hour by the time we get to Wednesday. And that's just going to make sure we have it available every single day. And then we'll have it play on a loop. So we have a schedule that runs basically from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. And then we rerun that schedule from 2 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. So this will be on from 1 to 2 and 7 to 8 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. My other show, 2 off the First, will be available from 11 to 12 each day. So we've got plenty to work with. Do want to get into the history of this tournament real quick. It is bizarre. And I'm not saying that this is something that's going to happen every year. But if you look at the last 4 years this tournament has been played, the winning margin has been 2. Every single year. They did not play it in 2020. It was a COVID canceled event. But, I mean, they played this thing 4 years in a row and got a 2-stroke winner. I'm willing to bet once those odds come up, I'm going to bet 1 and 2 strokes, because if you go back to 2013, 2012, 2010, wow, really long time at this venue. But if you go back long enough and you take a look at the winning scores of this tournament, and they have been at TPC San Antonio since 2010. If you look at the winning scores of this venue, there has only been one time where it hasn't been 1 or 2 strokes, and that was when Jimmy Walker won by 4 in 2015. So my play here, I love the little plus 225s, plus 300s. You might get a nice little number on 2. They might obviously have researched this. You might get plus 275 on 2, but I would look at 1 and 2 and then let the money come in, and hopefully it all works out. And if not, hey, that's okay. But I would consider looking at that as well. We got there with the Corrales Punta Cana Championship being 1 stroke. It's a 1-stroke tournament. Every stinking year, it's a 1-stroke tournament. This is a 1 or a 2. So you can make some good money off of that. We don't really have any other action to talk about. Unfortunately, we don't have any action on the DP World Tour this week. They are not holding an event with the Sunshine Tour this week, which they've been doing the last couple of weeks. Shout out to the folks who do European Tour betting, because they found, I think it was 150-1 on the winning end this week. It was the highest I saw, which is pretty wild. You can get those numbers on the DP World Tour. I don't have that database. I don't have that research. So I just kind of defer to those guys on longer shots, and you take your kind of medium-sized shots. But Red Kachik, Fantasy Golf Bag guys, Skyhook, DFS, they're very, very good on DP World Tour, finding deeper shots. Now, do they win every week? No. There are some weeks where they just get blitzed. But if you hit a 150-1, and they also place wagers on a lot of tours. But if you hit a 150-1, it pays for a bunch of weeks, which is pretty nice. And that is the potential to happen on the DP World Tour. I also did want to talk briefly about the WGC Dell Technologies match play. I think, it's a bummer that this tournament is going away as we know it. I don't know if there's probably not going to be match play next year. They've probably already figured out the schedule. It's probably already set in stone. But my hope is they can bring this back in some fashion. I don't think they necessarily have to do it this way, with the 16 groups of four in round robin and then playing a knockout tournament from there. But you figure the least entertaining match of the weekend was the last one. That's pretty good. I mean, unfortunate that was the last one and was a 6-5 blowout. But I love this tournament. It is impossible to bet. It really is. And it doesn't usually work out this way, where you have two of the best three players on the planet playing in the final four. That doesn't typically happen. You also don't typically get guys who are in the top 15, top 17 in the world, who are also semifinalists and turn out to be the finalists. But I think if you looked in retrospect, you could have thought, hey, Sam Burns is starting to figure it out. And we talked about that last week, playing him for the Valspar, that it seemed to be turning around. Maybe it wasn't all the way there yet, but it was turning around. And, you know, 40-1 wound up being the right play. Unfortunately, next year it doesn't sound like we're going to get this, so we're going to have to live without it for a year. I hope the PGA Tour decides to figure out a way to bring this thing back in some fashion. I don't know, maybe you just have 32. You know, there used to be a tournament, a World Match Play Championship, that was ridiculous, where you had, I think it was 32, it might have been 16, I don't remember the exact format, but I'm pretty sure the first, I think all the matches were 36. Or like the first round was 18 and then it was 36. Something insane, the amount of golf that you played for the money you wound up making. But I don't need that. But I would like to see match play come back in some fashion. And you could have the guaranteed bangers where you have just, hey, 32 players, not 64. That way, everybody who's in knows they're going to, you know, you could set it up. Even you could start on Wednesday. You can make it so that you don't have to always play two matches. Or you don't have to kind of play at least 100 holes of golf to make it work. I don't know. They could come up with something. But because you'd have to win five matches. So the most you're probably going to play is 90 holes. That's not terrible. And you don't have to have a 36-hole finale. You could do some interesting things there, I think, with a 32-person bracket that I just don't think that you can do with the 64. But from a betting perspective, just to be able to have something you could bet literally by the hole, but that you could and feel like you're maybe getting something out of it, as opposed to just guessing what the average score is in stroke play. And then being able to bet groups and matches and the whole thing, and it was just fantastic. It was really done well by the books, and I'm sure very few people profit on it because of that. They figured out a way to kind of bet that pretty well, but and you don't get that as well with the stroke play tournaments. So I will miss it. RIP to the WGC Dell Technologies match play. Hope, and RIP to the WGCs. They're done. We don't ever have to say WGC again. It'll just be whatever the tournament is, which is kind of nice too. Sorry for the International Federation of PGA Tours, but that will no longer be the case. Okay, that's going to do it for us today on The Press. Thank you so much for listening. Again, you can catch the show on GNN Radio from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Re-air 7 to 8 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's all Eastern time. Of course, you can catch us as you are on a podcast platform. If you do, we appreciate positive reviews, telling a friend about us. That helps us reach more people. And we are getting super close to the Masters. We are almost at Masters Week. So make sure you are looking at those Masters numbers. We will talk about that some tomorrow because we don't have as many tournaments this week. We'll get into those wagers I think you should be making. We talked a little bit about it last week in terms of the metric for the limited group of players that you should bet this upcoming Masters. And maybe we can look just beyond that if you want to have a couple flyers. But the Masters has operated in a very tight range in the last decade or so. And I think you need to be pretty disciplined about that. And if you get surprised, hey, that's what happens. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. And then we'll go over the model, current form, horse for course, all that good stuff on Tuesday, make final bets on Wednesday, and it'll be a lovely week. Hope you had a winning weekend. Hope you have a winning week this week. If you have any questions, email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com, on Twitter at Ryan Ballingy. Join GNN for $99 a year. Get access to all of our tools and research and modeling. And we will talk to you tomorrow on The Press.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.